Fellows, I want to just challenge you for a few moments tonight now. Joshua chapter 14. Rod, I preached my heart out on hell this morning. And when you preach on that, it takes a lot out of you. Joshua 14. And look at verse 7 through 12. Joshua chapter 14. Tonight the thought is this, Brother Jack. How to get your mountain. How to get your mountain. That's the title. Let's stand for reading of God's word. Glad you're back tonight. Appreciate you coming. It's good to see the McCardles were back today, and I saw the Dardars, and we're glad to see some of the folks that were gone. If you'll notice in Joshua 14, verse 7, Caleb is talking now, and he's sharing some truth with us. Notice what it says in verse 7. You got Joshua 14? 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Remember how Moses sent Joshua and Caleb and 10 other people? There was 12 of them, 10 too many. Caleb and Joshua said, let's go, we can take them. The other people said, no, they're giants over there. We can't. And it cost them 40 years. There's a time when you need to step out on faith and trust God for things. Amen. Look at verse 8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Boy, it'd be great if we all could wholly follow him, wouldn't it? Moses swore unto that day, saying, surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Now he's 85 years old, Eddie. He's 85 years old. By the way, though, he's still in super shape. Wish I could be like that at 85. I wish I could be that at 63. He says, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. 85 years old. By the way, I still wouldn't have wanted to mess with them at that time. And as yet, look what it says in verse 11. And this is an 85-year-old man talking. And as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in. Now, look at verse 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain. I'm going to tell you right now, Caleb knew what he wanted. And he wasn't going to be denied. You know what? A lot of times people just give up too soon. Mandy wrote me a letter. And she said she's been going through some struggles. And she said, but preacher, I always remember you saying, don't quit, don't give up, keep going. And she said, that echoes in all the time. She said, the moment I think about quitting, that I hear your voice, don't you quit, don't you give up, you know. And Caleb, I'm going to tell you right now, there was no quit, no give up in Caleb. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in the day how the Amalekites, and by the way, those Amalekites were giants. They were big dudes. And were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this people, our faithful group. Lord, they came back tonight. I know some of them are tired, and they've had a full week. And yet they came back to hear the word of God. Please help me be a blessing to them. Lord, bless your people tonight. Use your servant to be a blessing to them. Help me to do well for you, Father, that I could be a blessing to our people. Thank you for the blessing of the visitation program, and thank you for the fruit that we saw this morning with the man in the motorcycle coming in, and the one family that hadn't been here for a long time. And Lord, just thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for the special day we had for the kids on their wedding day yesterday. We pray you'll bless them and be with them on their honeymoon and all the days of their life. And Lord, I pray for little Billy. A couple weeks, little Billy will be getting married. And we just pray that you'll bless he and his wife. And Lord, that their life will be blessed together. Help us, Father, to just look to you for all things. Thank you for the four people that were saved at the wedding. Five people saved at the wedding. Lord, just thank you for all your blessings. Help me now, Father. You put this in my heart a few weeks ago. Help me now to bring this message forth, that it means something to the people. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Caleb waited 45 years to get that mountain from God. He waited 45 years. He was 40 at the time. Now he's 85. Verse 7 tells us he was 40 years old when Israel sinned. Verse 10 says Caleb now is 85 years old. So because of Israel's sin and their unbelief for the Lord to provide and protect them, now he had to wait 45 years to get that mountain. What I want to say, the reason I'm saying that, if you and I sinned, it just doesn't affect me. If I make a Carl, if I sin, I can affect my whole family. I can affect my church. Even though it's just me doing it, not you. What I'm saying is we affect other people's lives more than just our own. Amen? So now we see after 45 years of wandering, after 45 years of struggling, Caleb now claims his mountain from God. Now Caleb claims his mountain for God. I love verse 12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Today, I want to look at this subject, how to get your mountain. And young people, listen to me tonight. I'm going to try to challenge you to have a goal in your life. How do you get your life? I wrote three things down. How to get your mountain. Number one, have a desire. How many of you ever want anything from God? You want anything from God? Let's see. Okay. How do you get things from God then, preacher? Well, number one, have a desire for the things of God above all other things. In other words, make your desires the desires of God above the worldly desires. How many are with me? In other words, I should care about more people getting saved than I do getting a new car or a truck. How many are with me? Number one, have a desire for the things of God above all other things. We're talking about how to get your mountain. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm going to tell you, you draw close to God, you watch what happens. Seek his righteousness. Put God first in your life. Put God first in your thoughts. Put God first in your actions. Put God first in your plans. Put God first in your dreams. Put God's perfect will for your life as a number one priority. And you'll see some things start to happen in your life. Psalms 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. If you delight in God, if you really delight, if you really put your heart to God, this is for you. You start delighting those things, God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? Now notice, Caleb was sold out completely for God. He was sold out for God's will for his life. He was sold out for his family. Not only was he sold out for his will, he was sold out for his family. I'm sold out for my family's will. I want to do everything I can to bless my family. Our actions in our life concerned for our family. See, he just wasn't concerned for him. He was concerned for his family too. Do we care about our family? Amen? And he also did the other thing, third thing, he was sold out for the people of Israel, the nation Israel. Remember, our walk with God does not only affect us. Our walk with God affects our families and our friends around us. And what we do for Christ and how we do it has a big bearing and a big effect on what we do for others. Amen? So number one, have a desire for the things of God above all other things. I was thinking of Colton, Pastor Dave and I. I'm so proud of you, Colton. He was our lone senior graduate this year. And what a good student he was, but far above being a student, far above the academics. I'm going to tell you, this boy really loves the Lord. I see the boy really care about the things of God. And I'm so proud of him. And there's Jim Well. I see our kids back there, Jemmy and Elizabeth. Those kids, Jemmy works tons of hours and still comes to church. They put God first. Listen, you don't see that today. Thank God for these younger ones. Amen? And boy, you should have seen Sean in the tux yesterday. Even Steve, his dad. Oh, my lands, those two guys. Man, we should have got a picture of them tuxes with those guys. I tried to get him to get it on a motorcycle so I'd get a picture of him, but he wouldn't do it. Listen, our walk affects not only ours, but others around us. Colossians 3, 1 and 3 says this, if ye they being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You know, that's what our heart ought to be about. It ought to be focused on what does God want for our life? What does God want for your life? So number one, have a desire for the things of God above all things. Number two, stay driven. Stay motivated for God. Don't lose sight of your dream. Don't lose sight of your goal. Don't lose sight of your visions. Don't lose sight of that mountain. Listen, that mountain with Caleb, even while he was wandering for those 40 years, I'm going to tell you right now, his mind and his goal, I'm going to have that mountain someday. That was his motivator. You know what? I went out to the land the other day just to pray, and Steve and Sean and Nicole was out there getting stuff off the land and for the wedding and stuff. And I go out there all the time. You know why I go out to that land? Not to see if the grass is cut. By the way, it looked really nice. Someone did cut it. But I go out there to get motivated. I go out there to pray. And I go out there and I visualize the buildings up. I visualize the people pulling in and getting saved. I literally visualize hundreds of people coming to hear the Word of God. And boy, Brother Marty, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't believe all the things I visualized out there. Man, I've got that thing. If I told you what I visualized out there, I'd scare you guys to death. You say, preacher, we don't have the building built and already. You're talking, I've got so many plans for that place out there right now. I would terrify you. You'd say, well, that's a thing that's nice to dream about, but where's the money? I'm going to tell you, there ain't no shortage with God. See, the trouble why most people never do anything, they never get a dream. You never get a goal. I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a dream for 8300 Infirmary Road. I got a dream that one day we're going to see a building go up there, another building, and a bus garage, and all kinds of buses out there someday, and kids by the hundreds and thousands. I got a dream that we'll have big tent revivals out there, and thousands of people will be saved. I got a dream for that. I got to go for that. Caleb never lost his sight of his mountain. You know why a lot of people give up on their dreams? They lose sight of their mountain. Don't lose. Look up here. Get a goal for your life for God. And go after that goal. get a goal for God and then go after it and dream about it. It never happens because you say it can't happen. But as a man thinketh, so is he. Hello? See, I believe we can go out there and build debt free. I believe we can see thousands of people. It can happen. It will happen. We just got to believe God for it. Amen? Caleb never lost his sight for his mountain. Caleb never gave up on his dream. You know what? You can tell when people are defeated. You can see when people give up, their life is defeated. Caleb continually, he kept his dream before him. You need to keep your dream before you. Dream about your desired mountain from God. I'm dreaming about our new church building. I really am, Lizzie. We took the guys out there a couple weeks ago, right where it's going to start to be built. We got down and prayed right where we're going to build it. I'm dreaming about our BBCA school out there, man. I can see our school running 300 someday. You say we're only running 42 now. I'm going to tell you, I can see that school running in the hundreds. I mean, into the hundreds out there. You say, oh, come on, preacher, you're a dreamer. Yeah, that's how things happen with a dream. I know Joseph was a dreamer too. Amen? I'm dreaming about hundreds of people coming out and being saved. I think about people coming out and getting saved. You know, I wish we'd have kept record. I believe there's been hundreds of people already been saved on that land because they take the super church out there all the time. We've had programs out there and preaching services, and I might get some nice days. I might put a Wednesday night out there sometime. You never know. Or Sunday night. You never know. And just preach out. We've done it before. And see people come and be saved. I dream about that. How about you? I dream about lives coming and being transformed and marriages saved from being destructed. I'm going to tell you, people need the Word of God today. I was talking to Betty and John, and boy, thank God for the Fiskus and their faithfulness. But you know, and us silver hair, we're faithful, but boy, we need to build a church with young people. Because one day Brother Carl will be in heaven with me. Hello? Lest we make it to the rapture, Mac. Maybe we won't. Maybe the rapture will come. But Emma, if Jesus don't come back in our lifetime, and thank God for my silver hairs that are so faithful with me here. Billy, thank you for your faith. All you seniors, thank you for your faithfulness. And we'll just keep on keeping on being a testimony to the young kids. But one day the Lord might come back and, boy, take us all up. But if he doesn't, we're going to be in heaven. But the young ones got to go on. And you young ones, you get a dream. You dream about that out there. Get a dream about seeing that God do something out there. John, dream about having a 100 choir, member choir. That'd be a big choir. Amen. Start dreaming about it. Start dreaming about running buses, 15 buses. You say, where are we going to get the money? We're at the same place we always get from God. Listen, most important, get this. No matter how long you have to wait, stay dedicated. Number two, stay dedicated to your goals and dreams. Number one, have a desire. Number two, stay dedicated to your goals and dreams. No matter how long it takes to achieve your goal, no matter how long you have to wait to get your mountain, Caleb waited 45 years to get his. But he stayed dedicated to God until he got his mountain. Abraham and Sarah didn't have the promised seed till 25 years later. They tried to help God out with Isaac 13. You know, hello, are you with me? Joseph was 17 when they put him in bondage. He didn't become the prime minister until he was 30. For 13 years, he waited. He had a dream. He told his brothers, I got a dream. They got mad, almost killed him, sold him off to slavery. Hello? But 13 years later, his dream came to pass. Hello? Are you thinking with preacher tonight? Or are you just worried about pizza after church? Most important, get this. Determine in your heart, no matter what you have to endure. Here's where it is. Determine in your heart, no matter what you have to endure, what you have to face, you'll never give up. That's where, can I tell you the truth? That's how you win. You never give up. Never give up. Never quit. Andy wrote that in her letter. Never quit. She says, I hear your voice. Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare turn back. Don't you throw in the towel. And the people that don't give, they win. I've never been a quitter. Hello? How's that saying go? Quitters. Yeah, quitters never win, winners never quit. And I want to tell you, that's been my motto since I've been a kid. One time Bethel was playing softball, or no, it was Liberty, Lighthouse rather, in Toledo. And we were, Lewis Avenue was a big church, and they had us, all my lands. We were probably like, it was probably 12 to 2 or something. And I called about the third or fourth, I got everybody together, and I said, we're coming back, and we're beating these guys. And we came back, and Jack, we end up winning a 13 to 11. And man, those guys were excited. Lewis wasn't too happy. And I taught him something. Don't ever give up. You understand? And this is a, God knows I'm telling you the truth here. I could be down 10 to nothing in the ninth inning and me the last bat, and I think I'm still going to win. Because, see, all I got to do is score 11 runs, and you don't get another bat. That's how I think. I'm not kidding. That's the thinking of your preacher, I'm telling you. I don't even think about losing. Now I'm saying, wow, I got them right where I want now. Bottom of the ninth, they're only up by 10. All I got to do is score 11. Amen? That's the kind of mindset we need. I'm out there in that land. Boy, I only need 2 million. That's chicken feed. I can have you. Hey, listen, I'll have, you need 2 million tonight, you go to my wife, I'll write you a check for 2 million. I'm not, and if that bounces, you bring it back again, we'll write you another one. No, Rosie wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't want her to. But what I want to say is this, we need to look up here. You need to be able to dream. The reason Christians don't do things, you got to dream about setting goals. I'm going to win 5 people this month, or I'm going to win so many people. Set some goals. Hello? God, I'm promising you, I'm going to witness to 30 people in this month of June. Lord, that's one a day. Hello? You might not get out one day, but the one day you're out, you could get to 10, 15 people. See, we never set goals. The reason you don't ever hit things, you don't set goals. Hello? Am I making sense to anybody? Determine, though, in your heart, you're going to endure no matter how long it takes. Never give up. I'm not giving up on that new land. Brother Jack, I really believe in my heart that we're going to build that building. I believe it's going to go up this year, and I believe we're going to pay cash. And sis, I think something big might really happen this week, the way they're talking. And I'm gonna, when we get that money, I'm going to bring those millions and put it in Bethel's account. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to be on our knees thanking our Savior for what he has done. Amen. Amen? Caleb said in verse 12, after waiting and struggling for 45 years, he said, I want that mountain. He got his mountain because he kept his desire for God. He was driven for God, and he stayed dedicated for God. I guess I'm going to stop. That's what you got to have. You got to have a desire. You have to be driven, and you got to stay dedicated. Those are 3 things if you want your mountain. Have a desire for the things of God. Be driven for God. Force yourself. Make yourself like Annie. I believe Annie don't feel good tonight. She's worn out. But she came back to church. You had to force yourself to do it, Annie, but you did it. Hello? And there's a lot of things that we have to do sometimes if we want to get, if we really put ourselves to, we just have to force ourselves to do it. Let me say this in closing. Do you have a mountain that you want from God? By the way, the most unhappiest person in the world is someone that has nothing to live for. You know why I got to live tomorrow? Because I got to get the money to go out and build that building. Amen? Oh, I'll be yelling at you guys to get it done, but I'll be there. I'm not going to do nothing, Phil. You're going to do the work. But I'll be there. I'll get Mac and we'll say, you guys ought to be here. We get this. We'll get building. I'll get me some orders. Tell these young kids what they're supposed to be doing. And get to work. Get to work. I'm going to love that. Amen, Mike? Oh, do you have a mountain that you want from God? Do you have a dream? Do you have a goal? Do you have a vision? I'll be honest with you, folks. The last 2 years of my life, I've been the sickest, and I'm 63 years old, and I'm going to tell you right now, I believe the last 2 years of my life, I've been sicker in the last 2 years of my life than I've been the 61 years before it. But I'll tell you what keeps me going. I keep going out in that land. See, I've got a goal. I got a dream. And I got a promise that God said he's going to do it. And I really believe God did give me that promise. And I just keep driving out there and I say, God, you told me you were going to do this. I'd sure like to see it before I go to heaven. Lord, time's running out. We need the money to build. We need this miracle. God, we need the miracle. Hey, God don't need me. He don't need my dinar to make a miracle. He can do it without the dinar. I'm hoping he uses the dinar, but he doesn't need it. Hello? If he does, I'll give it to him. Do you have a mountain that you want from God? How much do you really desire from God? You know why most Christians don't have a desire for things of God. You don't care if people get saved. We got to have a goal. How many people can I witness to this week? How many people can I see get saved this week? Hello? How many tracts can I pass out? I keep tracts on me all the time because everywhere I go, I pass them out. I want to be like a Johnny Appleseed, leaving out the word. Amen? Putting out the seed. How much do you really desire from God? The sad part is most Christians don't desire from God. How long will you be willing to endure to get that mountain from God? And lastly, where is your heart today? Where is your heart? Do you have a heart for the things of God? Do you have a heart for the things of the world, or do you have a heart for the things of the world? Most Christians, believe it or not, they have a heart more for the world than they do the things of God. They put the worldly things before God. God help us. One day, and I'm almost all done, one day we're all going to stand before God. Oh, we're saved, but we're going to step out in eternity. And I'm going to be one of the ones too, but we're going to be saying, I sure wish I'd done more for God. I wish I'd have read my Bible more. I wish I would have prayed more. I wish I'd have witnessed more. I wish I'd have gave more. Hello? We're going to say that because when we get to the end, we're going to say, oh my, why didn't I do that? It was right there for me to do. Why didn't I get excited about something for God? We get more excited about the Cleveland Indians winning the World Series, and that ain't never going to happen. It's not. Not in our lifetime. Than we do about the things of God. I close with this verse. Does God have your heart? Does God have your heart? The Bible says in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You can always tell, Brother Carl, where people's hearts are. They talk and they do what they love the most. if we love the Lord the most, we'll give him priority in our life. And the things of God will be very important to us. Well, I don't care about that roof. I don't care about the school. I don't care about that land. That's because that's not one of your priorities. But if you really get caught up in the things of God, God's things would be your priorities. I don't care about those kids getting married. You ought to be excited about them getting married. They're God's kids. They're our kids from our church. I don't care about souls getting saved. Boy, are we saved ourselves? Every Christian ought to be excited about people getting saved. And Caleb said, I want that mountain. What's your mountain today? What do you really want? Really, what do you really want from God? What do you want? What do you want to do for God? If you don't know, you ought to start asking God, God, give me a mountain like Caleb. God, let me see a mountain like Caleb did. Help me to go after a mountain for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had in the world.